Right, now we'll try this again in slow motion. Don't know what happened the last time, but anyway, now it's fixed. Just wanted to come on and talk. I haven't talked to you for a while and been real busy with everything, moving things and all that kind of stuff. So I don't anticipate a ton of people being on for a number of reasons. Number one, it's early. Number two, YouTube hates my guts. So that's the second reason. Three, all my stuff gets buried down in the depths of the sea on here. So whatever. Anyway, it is what it is. But I thought I'd come on here and talk to you a bit about some of these things that are going on right now, because I know you'd probably be interested in my take on this, this situation. If you remember right, I talked a while back, and I'm busy, by the way, and I'm going to be busy for the next 2 or 3 weeks. It's just the way it is. It's not that I don't want to do anything. It's just I'm busy. I got a lot going on. And I'll try to do some truck talks, maybe some broadcasts early in the morning like this, if possible, and things like that. I'll upload some other stuff and things of that nature. But right now, we're just pretty busy with everything. So, anyway, but I want to talk to you about some of these things that are going on right here. It seems like, the world just continues to march forward, right? And with different things. And what's going on right now? Hello, Joe. What's going on right now is, this thing with the riots, number one. But number two, I want to talk about DMX a little bit. And the reason I want to talk about him is I covered him a long time ago, I believe, when I talked about rock music. And I talked about how DMX sold his soul to Satan for fame. He sold his soul to the devil as a small price to pay for fame. I'll never forget that. I remember hearing him say that. And see, the Bible says precious in the sight of the Lord are the death of his saints. But when people like DMX die after they've been used by the world, after they've been completely abused and used by the world, it's not precious. Their death isn't precious. It's sad, really, because they make money, they're using, and they always die young, it seems like, most of them, unless they have some really old devils in them, like them perverts, Mick Jagger, and all those other guys. Those perverts got some really stinking old wicked devils, and that flesh holds on till there's nothing left of them. But when I see with like DMX, here's that death culture. See, I grew up listening to DMX. I grew up listening to, even back in the day, man, Run DMC and the Beastie Boys and, Tupac and all those other guys. I listened to all those rappers and that, and that lifestyle, that rapper death style. They call it a lifestyle. It's a death style. Talking about murder and killing and all kinds of other wicked things, right? That's what they talk about. They talk about death, and they talk about raping and murdering and the most gruesome things ever. And they put it to lyrics, and some of them try to pretend to live that lifestyle. And it really is sad because that lifestyle ends up in death very quickly. When Satan's done with these guys, it's like Prince. Same thing here in Minnesota. Prince, Michael Jackson. All these people. Even Jimi Hendrix choking on his own puke. These devil-possessed people. They sell their souls. They go down to the crossroads. right? They talk about that. Bone Thugs and Harmony talked about that. A lot of them talked about the crossroads. I can't think of the guy's first name that really talked about that and sang the song. He was a terrible guitarist. He went down to the crossroads, satanic place, went down there, met with Satan there, and was gifted with all kinds of talent. And then he ended up dying and going to hell like all of them do. You know, they give their lives for fame and fortune. And DMX was no different. I mean, he was a guy that he said it in his lyrics. Robert Johnson, that's correct. He said it in his lyrics. You know, and they always give hints about it. They always talk about it. They're always telling people what they're doing and who they're worshiping. And it amazes me how people continue to listen to their music and continue to support that wicked nonsense. All the while helping those people to end up in hell. It's terrible. But it's a reality. A lot of these people sell their soul for fame. And people say, I don't know if you can really sell your soul. In that sense, no, I believe Jesus Christ can redeem your soul with his blood. No matter what deal you've made with the devil, in that sense. The problem is when men turn reprobate from it and they don't want God anymore. They don't want anything to do with God anymore. They're happy and deluded in their own life, and that's what they go on to live. They become extremely deluded and they don't want anything else. They don't want the God of the Bible. They don't want Christianity. They're like Kanye West. They think they're a God. Kanye West has a God complex. When he's singing about Jesus, he's singing about himself. I'm telling you that right now. That guy's singing about himself. Yep, that's what he said. The price was cheap. It was his own soul. Now, can the Lord break that? Of course he can. God can break, Jesus can break anything. Accept his word. But the Lord Jesus can break that. But the problem is, once men go down that road, they usually don't want it. They usually don't want anything to do with God anymore. They're like Saul. They become reprobate. And they don't have a desire for anything anymore. Hi, Danielle. Hope you're doing well. I miss all of you too. We'll get back to normalcy someday. I'm just busy. I got a lot of responsibilities and things that I have to do. Andrea, how are you? I hope you're doing well. I haven't seen you on here forever because I haven't been on here forever. But anyway, hope you're doing well. Hope your family's doing well, your husband, your babies, and all is going well there in Iowa. Eat a tenderloin for me, will you? Eat a big, fat, breaded tenderloin for me. Please. That'd be great. Anyway, but, you know, so anyway, we think about DMX and sadly he's in hell. Everybody will put these men in heaven. Everybody will put these men in heaven. Everybody goes to, all dogs go to heaven. They just got them all going to heaven. No matter what they did, what they believed, who they believed in, what they followed, what they professed, a bastardized, if they even professed a bastardized Christianity, right? They're all going to heaven. So, sad thing, really. Now, which reminds us that we all must be born again. And I'll save that for the end because I got something to talk about with that too. But let's move on to the Minneapolis riots, take two or three. Okay, so a female cop, it was a serious accident, man. I don't think she did it on purpose, but I don't know. I don't know. I can't judge her heart. I don't know. I doubt she did. It doesn't sound like it. You don't call for a taser then pull a gun. You know, I don't think so. I think, unfortunately, that's what happened. It happens to white people. It happens to black people. It happens to everybody. And it's sad. And the timing of it is definitely of the devil. Satan knew full well the best time to stir up and cause trouble. While this trial is going on for a cop shooting, or for a cop kneeling on a man, George Floyd's trial, right? Now we have the cop shooting this man. And now everything is in an uproar. Right? The question is, which Jesus? That other Jesus? Another Jesus? Farrakhan's Jesus? One of the many other Jesuses out there? Or the Jesus of the Bible that changes men and makes them holy, sanctified, separated, called unto him, walking in the fear of the Lord, living for God, serving him, renouncing the wickedness of this world and walking away from that death culture and running to Christ and being born again by the Spirit of God and living a holy and righteous, separated, God-fearing life. That Jesus? The Jesus said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. If it's that Jesus, then praise God. If it's the other Jesus, and all he did was add some religion to his life and died and went to a devil's hell. And that's the truth. There is only one biblical Jesus, but there are many false Christs. And we need to remember that. And serve the one that's in the Bible, who's Lord of all. God bless forever. Amen. Now, about these Minneapolis riots, the timing couldn't be worse or better if you're Satan. But when we look at what's going on right now, it's very sad. But let me tell you something. I don't take my sorrow and my grief out in the form of stealing TVs. It'd be like me saying, you know, I'm really grieving over the white dude that ate too much chicken and died of a heart attack, so I'm going to go rob a KFC. I think I'll go rob KFC because that fat guy ate too much chicken and had a heart attack. It's time to loot KFC. They do have good coleslaw. But do you see what I mean? That's the mentality. I'm so sad that the cop shot somebody. So I think I'll go to the Mac store. And expand my grief. Expel my grief and spend my grief on Max. Right? How would that be? To loot and to pillage and to do that in the name of, oh, well, we're mourning this man dying, so we're going to loot everything. No, you're a bunch of stinking thugs is what you are. You're a bunch of downright dirty, rotten, stinking punk thugs. That's all you are. That's using an opportunity to steal something. And you think you could do it because of your stinking color. That's why. That's why. And you rob and destroy the very businesses that are open in your neighborhood that make poor neighborhoods better for having some type of businesses there. You loot and destroy all of them. That's exactly what you're doing. That has nothing to do with mourning some black guy getting shot. I mean, it's ridiculous. And for politicians to kowtow to you, and for politicians to, and businesses to act like,
you know, we feel your pain, we'll invest more money. I wouldn't invest a dime. Are you insane? We're going to invest more money for racial diversity and blah, 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 and all this. It's so stupid. It's dumb. It is the dumbest thing ever. It is absolutely stupid. For people to act like that's even real is just like so stupid. Yeah, like I see these thugs mourning as they're carrying televisions and Xboxes and Xbox 360s or whatever the newest one is, and PS whatever they are now, and all this stuff, right? Yeah, and the head of BLM buys a $1.3 million home in an all-white neighborhood. So stupid. You gotta be stupid. If you support Black Lives Matters, you're an idiot, okay? You are an absolute idiot, all right? Plain and simple. Uninformed, ignorant, fool. And that may not be nice, and I may get on every other list known to man that I'm not on now, but I really don't care. I want you to know how absolutely stupid you are for investing in Black Lives Matters, for wearing their stupid t-shirts, for buying their stupid stuff, for donating to three dykes that run it, to donating to three stinking dykes that run that entire outfit, that are a bunch of witches, that are getting riches. Witches, what's BLM? It's witches getting riches. That's what it is. Say it with me now, kids. What's BLM? Witches getting riches. Say it with me. Witches getting riches. That's what BLM is. Witches getting riches. There you go. That's BLM. There's your new slogan. If I had a t-shirt, somebody make it up for me. BLM is witches getting riches. Send that to me. Make that t-shirt up, somebody. I will wear it on YouTube on a video. Get it made up for me. That's what I'm talking about right there. Bunch of witches getting riches. That's exactly what it is. And you know what? A lot of people don't like it. Man, I've been off too long. I'm going to get kicked off again probably. If I get kicked off, look for me on sermonaudio.com/Pastor Cooley. I'll go live on there and do some videos. But let's never forget that BLM, a bunch of witches getting riches. Anyway. So now that I've made the rest of YouTube mad at me when they get this video, if they don't bury it down and be like, oh, you have a violation of your community, of our community, and we're going to have to put you in timeout for another 30 days. If you get one more strike, you're gone. Yeah, I know. I know. I get a strike for telling the truth, right? I don't know yet. Depends on what time I have, how much time I have, Alex. I don't know. I have no idea. I'm trying to empty my entire house So I don't know. Probably I wouldn't expect it. But you know, we'll see what happens. But anyway, lastly, as we talk about all these things, death, and yeah, I bet he was preaching the gospel. I'm always subject when rich rappers and people preach the gospel. Whatever they call the gospel. I'm sorry, man. I ain't got no heroes. Those people are not my heroes. I don't believe any of them are real. I believe they're all fake. But lastly, let's talk about this. Let's talk about this, though, lastly. Our vile bodies. You know, the Bible talks about these vile bodies that we have. And that these vile bodies are going to break down. They're putrid bodies. You know, they can get sick. They're subject to sick. They're subject to pain. They're subject to agony. Our minds are subject to anxiety and depression. You know, our minds and our hearts, they eventually give out. You know, the Bible talks about us having 70 years. And peradventure 80, you know. But, you know, these vile bodies are going to give out. They're going to wear down. Our faculties are going to go. One day our hearts are going to stop beating. One day it's going to be over for us. I don't know when that day, God only knows, like that song says, just where and when. But one day these vile bodies are going to give out. But you know what? If you're a child of God, if you're saved by the grace of God, if you walk in the fear of the Lord, if you've been born again, if you've trusted Christ as your Lord and Savior, you believe the gospel that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Bible says that we will be saved by the grace of God if we turn to Christ and believe the gospel. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. You know, Jesus Christ is able to save you. Jesus Christ, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Jesus Christ ever liveth to make you whole. He ever liveth to save your soul. He ever liveth. He died on an old rugged cross for your sins, and he was buried, and he rose again to take all your sin, all your guilt, all your pain.